From the Black Information Network.
This is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Esther Dillard.
And I'm Mike Stevens on the Black Information Network.
The investigation into the death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice could soon be reopened by federal authorities. Attorneys for Rice's family sent a letter to the Attorney General Merrick Garland. Rice died after being shot by Cleveland police in 2014 after they got a report of someone holding a gun. The family wants a grand jury to look at charging officers involved in the boy's death. The Trump administration closed the investigation into Rice's death last year.
A Boston area police officer is facing charges of assault to intimidate a 14-year-old boy after she confronted him on whether or not he supported Black Lives Matter. It all happened when Patricia Lowe got in the face of one of her son's friends during a sleepover at her Westwood home. She asked the teenager about his opinions about BLM and defunding the police, since his dad was also a police officer. When she began yelling with fists clenched, authorities say her husband stepped in, and that's when she punched him in the face. She is now charged with assault and battery.
For days in Brooklyn Center, Minneapolis, near the local police station, there have been demonstrations, and many have been intense, including officers dressed in high-tech SWAT gear, shooting rubber bullets and tear gas. The people in the neighborhood are demanding that this type of action stop. Attorney and civil rights activist Nakima Levy Armstrong is calling on the governor to end the practice of sending large numbers of police agencies from outside suburbs into the predominantly Black neighborhood every night since Daunte Wright was killed by a police officer. The officers have been used to try and enforce a nightly curfew.
Also in Minnesota, attorney Benjamin Crump has filed a lawsuit against the Gulfport, Mississippi Police Department for the death of an unarmed Black man in February of last year. Police say the officer responding to a 911 call approached a house on foot and vehicle leaving the house drove toward him. The officer opened fire and killed the driver. The 53-year-old Black man was a father of six and combat Army veteran. Although police have vowed to be transparent, few details have been given to the family or the public.
If we screw up, I'll be transparent and I'll own it. Mm-hmm. And we do right and people accuse us of screwing up, I'll be boisterous and defend us to the end as well.
A 67-year-old Black man is enjoying freedom after serving 20 years in jail for stealing two shirts. That's right. Police say he stole two shirts from Saks Fifth Avenue in New Orleans in 2000 when he was struggling with drug addiction. Officials say Guy Frank was sentenced to 23 years in jail without the possibility of parole because he was a repeat offender. And under Louisiana's multiple offender law, he could be subject to decades in prison, even though he didn't commit a violent crime. Frank now aspires to become an assistant deacon to help advise young people. A GoFundMe account has been set up to raise funds to help him in rebuilding his life. It has so far raised more than $70,000.
For more on these stories and international, national, state, and local news affecting the Black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com.
I'm Esther Dillard, along with Mike Stevens, on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Esther Dillard on the Black Information Network.
Sit down. Sit down.
Down. Sit. Sit down.
Put your hands behind your back.
It's not clear if a Black deaf woman was wrong or not in her efforts to get back rent money from a former landlord who ended up calling the police. But advocates for the deaf say the Las Vegas, Nevada police officer who responded was wrong for the way he handled things. He handcuffed the woman behind her back, and she could no longer then use her hands to sign. And he told her 11-year-old twin daughters, who were in tears at this point, to interpret for their mother.
Don't tell her to put her hands behind her back.
And they later tried to explain what was going on to the officer.
She's just over here because she needs her money back.
A deaf rights lawyer also told Fox 5 News having kids sign for their mother in this kind of police situation is against the Americans with Disability Act. And the mother says with everything going on between police and Black people, her kids have since been especially traumatized.
An administrative hearing for Anne Arundel County, Maryland police detective facing termination has been postponed. The Fraternal Order of Police said the officer was prejudged without getting a clear understanding of what happened last year. The white detective was suspended suspended when a video came out showing him kneeling on a black suspect in a traffic stop, and the black suspect said he couldn't breathe. In light of the George Floyd killing, the situation is very concerning in the black community.
The Oregonian newspaper is getting slammed for how it handled a recent police shooting in Portland. It revealed the race of the victim was a white man in his 30s. But then on social media, it said revealing the victim's race was their way to try to prevent rioting after a string of police shootings of black men has led to riots in many cities. Critics say the paper was essentially saying there was no need for social unrest because in this case, the victim was not black. Paper later said their comments were not to minimize what happened, but to provide context. A Boston, Massachusetts area police officer is facing criminal charges after the white cop, while off duty, berated a black 14-year-old over his support for the Black Lives Matter movement. And the family says she then hit the husband when he tried to intervene. 52-year-old Patricia Lowe is accused of various race-related intimidation charges and assault. The officer, who's now on desk duty, denies the charges and says there is no racial motive for her confrontation with the boy. The officer testified she believed the 14-year-old's support for BLM many advocated violence against police.
Former black Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, a Democrat turned Republican, is planning to take on Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Before changing his party affiliation, Jones endorsed Donald Trump's 2020 presidential bid.
President Trump does send his regards to Georgia. I've had several meetings with him talking about the future of our party and the future of our country. And I agree and I support his agenda of putting America first and putting Georgia first.
Governor Kemp was also once a Trump ally until he refused to overturn the presidential election in Georgia.
I'm Mike Stevens with Esther Dillard on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
Bay Area transit riders can now access their Clipper cards through Apple Pay. That means that folks are able to pay for their rides by simply scanning their iPhones and Apple Watches before boarding. Android users will be able to add Clipper to Google Pay sometime in May. Liberty University is suing its former president, Jerry Falwell Jr., for $10 million. The suit alleges that Falwell withheld scandalous and potentially damaging information from Liberty's Board of Trustees. Falwell apparently, quote, led a scheme to cover up the illicit conduct that damaged the Christian University and its reputation. The suit also alleges that Falwell failed to disclose and address his personal impairment by alcohol. Falwell resigned last August following controversy around a photo he had posted, which showed him with his pants unzipped and his arm around a woman. General Motors plans to invest $2.3 billion to build a second battery cell plant for electric vehicles. This plant will help build Cadillac Lyriq crossover at a plant in Tennessee. The Tennessee plant would employ about 1,300 people and is expected to open in late 2023. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.